Hey guys, this is your wrestling week in review here on the Dirty Sheets. That's consistency. We did the show 2 weeks in a row.
For shit that doesn't fucking happen in wrestling otherwise, other than I would like to complain about fucking Lana, but not fucking Lana, but fucking Lana.
I got inside info about that. I'll speak about in a minute, but yeah, that's Cav. And I try to remember back then, like when me and Nick would never miss a show. Like we would have a fixed day, a fixed time, and we'd prepare and everything. And
we don't give a fuck. It's not what it fucking was. I don't know if I'm sad about it, or I mean, I guess I am. I would love to be into it. I'd love to be like, ooh, I can't wait. You know, I mean, I'm still like, okay, Monday's wrestling, but I don't fucking get all excited and shit.
Well, I ran into a couple of listeners at our event, and they were saying to them, like, oh, you know, how come there's not so much stuff? And I just said, well,
talk about what event you're talking about.
Also, I went to the Seth and Becky like meet and greet thing with this Q&A and then a meet and greet. But so a couple of listeners come up to me. They're like, oh, how come there's not so much? I went, well, because lock betting makes money and Dirty Sheets doesn't make that much money. And I said, there was a time where it was doing all right. There was a time when it did all right. I said, I can't justify playing my time into it. And I said, look, you know, I would, if it was worthwhile. It's easy for me to watch a lot of wrestling and talk about it if I'm being paid.
Sure.
But
exactly. For me too. I'd have notes left and fucking right. And you know, watch properly.
But then they said the shows that you do now are actually better. But like, that's why they said, oh, we were listening to a show about, they said something about me meeting Bray Wyatt. They said they were listening to it on a car journey. And the guy said he'd already heard it, and then he told his mate to put it on again on the car journey because it was good. So he was saying, like, the shows are better. Now,
when it's, I think it's inside stuff, I think that's a lot different than just, okay, let's talk about what happened on Raw. I think that's a lot different. And also opinions or something. You know, it's like, if it's review, I think nobody could give, you know, two shits. I think it's, you pick a couple bullet points to fucking say this is fucking trash, or hey, they finally did something right. But by far, head and shoulders above all that shit is if you're talking to somebody. And I mean, that's inside shit that's not normal. That's a personal thing between you and one other person. It's not like it was some press conference, you know. So that, of course, is head and shoulders above everything else, you know. But obviously, it's not like that's going to happen, you know, every week. You're not going to have something like that.
Yeah, well, I got my picture tonight with Rollins in my Packers shirt.
Oh, you finally fucking did that. You dick.
In my hoodie.
You motherfucker, you. And this week they're playing each other, you son of a bitch. I already put money on the Packers, though, so I'm okay.
Yeah, so I did that like you requested.
Yeah, did you mention? Did you say, or did he say anything?
Becky said something like, she goes, oh, do you actually watch the NFL over here? I said, yeah, yeah. He goes, I hate that team so much. He was saying to Becky, he goes, yeah, I hate that team that he's wearing. I went, yeah, because I put it on especially for you. And he goes, yeah, I knew you did.
Yeah, and it's funny is like, you know, like Becky wouldn't know as much, I guess, shit like that. Like, oh, that's the big rival. You know, it's that kind of shit where it's like.
He said something to her, and then she sent something to me.
Oh,
like he said,
like, look at this asshole coming up now. Fuck.
He said something to her, and then she said, because first they met Austin, and I come over. She said something to her, and then she goes, oh, do you watch that? And I went, yeah. He goes, yeah, I don't like that team. And then I said, yeah, I put it on especially if you do. And went over to the table, and she goes, oh, your name's Austin. She goes, you're not named after Stone Cold, are you? And he went, yeah. And I said to her, because Austin put his hand up to ask a question, and he asked who they wanted to face at WrestleMania. But his original question was, he was going to say, my dad named me after Austin.
Yeah.
He goes, if you two have a kid, what wrestler would you name him after? But then he changed his mind about his question.
Oh, that's a good one.
I told I told Becky at the table, she went, that was a question. She went, oh, that's a great question. And she turned around to Steph. She goes, if we had a kid, what wrestler would we name it after? And Rollins didn't seem that interested in having any children.
Oh, that's funny. He's like, never mind that. I'm guessing, did they give a name? Because I'm guessing one.
No, they didn't. No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I think they were joking around, but I missed what they said because I was trying to get my stuff in line to get this. So that in the end, because we're actually like talking to them, so as opposed to like other people that just stick their head in and do the photo. So we're having this conversation with them. So the guy goes, oh, come on, you got to move it along now. Move it along. So I pick up my stuff. So I go back and see that like, Seth Rollins hasn't signed the plaque that I put down because he's just forgotten. He signed one figure, but he hasn't signed the plaque.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to the security guard, I was like, hey, like, do you mind just like walking this back over and just getting it signed? I said, we're not trying to meet him again. I said, he's missed this plaque out.
Mm-hmm.
This moron, this fucking roided up prick says to me, no, I saw you up there. You can't go back up there. I saw you like go up there with four things. He goes, you wasn't allowed to do that in the first place. I was like, yeah. I said, what are you talking? I said, yeah, I am. What are you talking about? I said, there's two of us. I said, we pay twice.
Uh-huh.
It's like one item each.
Okay.
He said, I said one item each. I said, would that not come to four? He goes, no. He goes, no. You're not allowed to get four things signed. I went, yeah. Just to teach you about maths again. There's two of us. So it's one. I said, is it not one Seth item for me and one Seth item for him and one Becky item for me and one Becky item for him? He said, no. He goes, I saw you go up there. You went up there with four. Went up there with four things. I went, I know. I'm not arguing this. And then he goes, if you raise your voice at me, he goes, I'm WWE security. And he goes, you won't be allowed at any events.
Oh my God.
I was like, first of all, I said, you're not WWE security. You're WWE security in England.
Oh, because he's got an accent. He's got the accent for England.
Yeah,
okay.
He's English. Like they fucking they travel this fucking guy around the world with them. This English fucking. And I said, and second of all, this is like basic maths that you've turned into a complication. I said, all I'm telling you to do is that I've not got what I paid for, so you need to just go. Oh, you need to go back around here, and you're having an argument with me when I'm explaining to you the basics of how this works. And then like this other guy comes over, then the WWE woman comes over and I tell her, and she goes, oh, I go, can you just take it around? She goes, no, I haven't really got time. She goes, but you're welcome to join the back of the queue, which is like fucking,
oh my God,
1,000 people. No, it's not 1,000 people. It was like 200 people. Sure. But they already said that they made an announcement that wheelchair people and children could come to the front.
Always with that bullshit.
Because they had school
tomorrow. Yeah.
Because they had school. So we'd already gone to the front, right?
What makes them be able to get to the front? Fuck you. They want to all be equal, right? Until it comes to being in a line. And then they're fucking special all of a sudden. Fuck you.
I don't think disabled want to be equals. They didn't say women.
Nah, they try to be equals too. It's, you know, we're handicapable, not handicapped. Fuck off. Get to the back of the line. And you know what? It's easier for them to fucking stay in line because they sit down and roll. So fucking tell me.
Okay, well, the disabled went before the fucking children.
Yeah.
So anyway.
They did that at the Bears thing I went to too. I was first in line, but I had to wait for three other fucking Crips walking up. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, this wasn't a big issue to me. The issue was that we come out of the queue. We come out there, I see the plaque checking for the signatures, and Rollins is not on there. And I like just quietly just approach the guy and say, hey, like, can you just put this back on the table? Like, just ask him to sign it because he's forgotten. And then he's just doing the whole thing. He's like, no, I saw you go up there. But he kept saying the same thing. He was like, I saw you go up there. Like,
driving
you went up
crazy.
There. Like, yeah. He goes, you guys got four things signed. I was like, yeah, we did. There's four items here. That's correct. One of them hasn't got a signature on it. He goes, yeah. He goes, but you're not supposed to go up there with four things. It's like we are not one person. We paid £150 each, right?
Oh my God, you're out of your mind.
How is this difficult? I have now not come away with a signature from that event. Not that I wanted anything anyway, because I don't get signatures from the new people. I only collect the old people.
Yeah.
But it's still like Austin's been carrying around this fucking wooden plaque for like 6 months to wrestling events, and it's almost full. And the last person we needed on it was Rollins and Becky, who are the main people from 35. And Seth Rollins' signature isn't on there. So I just said, you know, just take it back. You know, I'd rather him just have missed the fucking figure, because then there's no completest, you know, thing about it in terms of we need to carry it around again. It's like the figure don't get signed, then Seth Rollins doesn't go on the shelf anyway. And to be honest, when we look at like the people that Austin really likes, and if it comes down to, put, you know, he has this shelf where it's like only like 8 people can go at the front, and then there are other figures, they're signed, but they just go behind the other figures, so you can't see them anyway. So I mean, we've got to have Drew because he knows the guy. Sure. You've got to have Roman because it's Roman. He likes AJ and Bowler better. Strowman's there. Hulk Hogan's there. Mm. And now you're talking about Seth Rollins coming in and pushing out maybe Kurt Angle, maybe Kevin Owens, Jericho, Ambrose, Bayley. Like, you know, it just becomes like a debate as to like Randy Orton. Like, he's got all these, and then it's just a case of who do you want. But I mean, the thing is that AJ, Finn, Strowman, Drew, and Roman, and Hogan, they're there, like, for good, those six. And then it's just down to the other two spots. But anyway, so I don't think either one of Becky or Seth are making it to the front row anyway. But they could. Well, you never know. Like, people change their tastes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Austin's never put any woman on the front row of his figures. They're all just like sitting at the back because he doesn't like women's wrestling that much. But he does.
As soon as he
Becky.
Gets Mandy Rose, she's going to the front. Bet you anything.
Well, he likes Becky a lot. Like, I mean, as far as the women goes, he even like bought her like some chocolates from that video that I showed you.
Look at that.
But yeah, I mean, this guy was just, it was just like repeating over and over again. And then the organizer come over and the guy goes, you need to come and talk to that guy. He goes, because they're running the event. And he goes to him, you need to come over and talk to him and sort it out. He goes, you need to like listen to what he's saying, and you need to just let it go around and get it signed. So the guy comes over to me, like obviously embarrassed by the thing. He goes, I'm going to ask you to leave now. Otherwise, I'll be forced to remove you. You're not getting anything else signed. You need to go home. I was like, I know that's not what you were told to come and fucking say to me.
Yeah.
I know that's not what you were told to come and say to me. You were told to come over and listen to my story properly and take the toy and go around the side. Instead, he comes over and says this. So I was like, you know what? Give me your name. He goes, I don't need to give you my name. Because he's going to me like, oh, we'll get you banned from WWE.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but the more likely scenario is that I'll get you banned from the security job. Like, that's much more likely to happen, because otherwise, you know, like, I mean, the thing is that these people from the people that run this event are the same people that ran the event where Austin met Finn Balor and got on stage, and they used the video and all that. And at the time, I was going to all these things for free because I was just mentioned the podcast and the website, and that's when I had it up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a link to SportsKeeda and all that. And it was a very quick way for me to get to 80 to 100,000 people and just write a very good or very bad story about people.
Sure.
So they would be running scared. Now, at this point, like, they don't really know that I've reduced my content levels, like, through choice, not through the fact that I had to do it.
Sure.
It's just very like easy for me. It's really easy for me to, and I did at the end, like, one of the organizers come over and said, very quickly, he goes, because he knew who I was, he went, hi, yeah, what's up, what's wrong, Billy? And I said, well, this is what's happened. He goes, it's not us. He goes, this guy's ahead of the security that we use. He goes, he's adamant that he's not going to let you go through because he said that you've
now it's a matter of fucking principle for him.
He goes, oh, you've been like very aggressive. He's saying you've been
abusive,
very aggressive
to him.
Yeah. And he said that, I said, so what, he said, what we're going to do is, because we know you, and we know you from the last event, Austin's in our promo video and all that. Mm-hmm. We've got a relationship going back. James will call you tomorrow and we'll make it up to you. So I was like, okay, fine. So at that point, I just wanted to leave, because they're going to make it up for me. They're going to either like just reimburse me in the entire thing. And even then, I'm saying, like, well, you know, like, there's nothing really you can do to make this up to me, like, unless you're actually going to you know, get this signed by Seth Rollins. I went, because I've been carrying this fucking hunk of wood around for 6 months, and yeah. And I said, it's the last thing I need on it. So I said, there really isn't any like compensation that you can offer me that's good enough. But obviously I played it up like that. I mean, but you know, for me, I can easily get that thing signed. All I got to do is just take it to a back round to a hotel next time. And you know, it's easy. Like I can literally just take it with me to New York and text Drew when I'm and see if we can come around the back in Madison Square Garden or whatever. Like, I mean, it's just not difficult to get done. But the point is that this guy is literally arguing in my face about, and the thing is that he wasn't, do you know when you have an argument and somebody like tells a lie in order to win the argument, when you know they have to resort to lying, right?
Sure, yeah.
You know how someone turns around and went, you know, in this instance, you go, no, I saw him. He could have been like, oh, I saw him. He went up there with about 10 things, or do you know what, something like that. He kept saying, I saw you go up there. He said, you've already been up there. You went up there with 4 things, and that was the dumbest part of it, because if you pay £150 for a ticket, right, you're entitled to 1 item by Becky and 1 item by Seth. Now, if there's 2 people, what is 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1? Right?
Yeah, of course.
So there wasn't an argument from me. I wasn't turning around and saying, no, I didn't. I went up there with 2 things, or I went up there, whatever. I was like, yeah, I know. We're allowed to bring up 4 things. He went, no, you're not. It's like, it goes 1 item each. I was like, yeah, per wrestler. And then I think he finally clocked it and was like, No, it's not. I was like, what? So you're telling me that you have to make a choice between who, what, when you want to meet, even though it's a 2-person meet and greet. So he's like going, look, and this is when they started going with the whole, look, you're not going to get another signature. He goes, you're not going to get to go around again. He goes, you've had enough signatures. He goes, you just have to leave. So I was like, forget it. So anyway, that, I don't know how long we've been talking about this fucking pointless debacle.
Yeah, even about almost 18 minutes. Well, what about the we got about 10 minutes to go. What about the inside shit on Shitlana? How terrible.
I've been talking 18 minutes about the about
since
the
we
era.
Started.
Yeah, but not about the era.
Oh, them fucking this up? No, that's probably about 10 minutes.
Well, that was not my intention. I feel like that's a waste of time. I'm only mentioning it because it kind of like puts a sour like tint on the whole thing. So it's like I have to hang this thing back up without the fucking Rollins on it. But like, I mean, the one thing I will say about it is, before I talk about Lana, is that Rollins, and I texted this to Drew McIntyre a minute ago. Rollins doesn't have like much of a personality at all.
Yeah.
Like, she's on. Like, she is funny, right? She's away from the wrestling, like, even out of character. She's, like, got funny stories. She can tell a story. She can tell, like, jokes. She answers questions in a way. Like, he couldn't connect with the crowd at all. Like, he could just answer questions in a very mundane way. And then he caught on to, like, one laugh where he goes, somewhere he was explaining his ambitions as a kid, and he goes, and they went, oh, you know, if you could imagine being little Seth, he goes, we talk about the WrestleMania 31 moment. He goes, what was you thinking? What was little Seth thinking? Like, and he goes, and the crowd like laughed, and then Becky laughed because he was going little Seth, and like basically turned it into like a dick joke.
Yeah.
You know, and then he accidentally, like, you know, he sort of landed on, you know, he had a joke sort of landed in his lap. But then he killed the joke by Kip, like, mentioning, like, little Seth here and little Seth there. It was like...
it was too much overload.
It was like, what do you want for, like... they were, like, going, what... They were, like, doing this, like, secret Mr. and Mrs. game where they had to guess each other's answers. And, they were like going, what would Becky say that Seth wants for Christmas? And then he went, Big Seth. He looked down, he went, Big Seth, like that. And it was it was just cringe, because then he kept trying to put little Seth into like jokes throughout the whole show.
Oh no.
And it was like, I don't know, the guy just he wasn't funny and he didn't have a connection to the crowd and he didn't have, I've always felt that way about him. Like, he doesn't have it in terms of, you know, being the man, like, or just, you know, he's a good wrestler, but I don't think he's even up there with, like, Shawn Michaels had a lot more than just being the in-ring stuff, because when he was a heel, he was a complete prick.
Oh yeah.
Like,
his real life bled into it for sure.
Yeah, but like even then, like even as a babyface, like he generated like more sympathy as well. I think his babyface run would have worked a lot more if he wasn't playing it so gay.
When Seth was doing the whole thing with Triple H as a bad guy, he was pretty fucking hated. They fucking couldn't stand. He was that chicken shit heel, always escaping. You know, so I thought he did that well when he was a bad guy.
Yeah, but there's just something about with that whole thing of like where they say wrestling is your like real self turned up. Well, yeah. That better not be the case for Seth Rollins, because he better find a completely different person to play on TV, because there isn't much about him. Like, if you were looking at this from the outside, you would just literally think that that is just a normal guy. I mean, even Vince said once, like, so this was one of the things that came up where Becky said, I don't want to do anything. Becky went to Vince McMahon and said, I don't really want to be associated with Seth, mm-hmm. because I've worked too hard to be someone's girlfriend. I said, that's how, and she said, that's how it works on TV. He goes, we don't see it like that. He goes, we don't see you as Seth's girlfriend. We see
Seth is your boyfriend.
Yeah, we see Seth as your boyfriend. Yeah. And they said, that's how the man's man came about. That's what Vince McMahon thinks.
Oh, boy.
So Vince McMahon actually said that to her. Like, because she said, I don't want to do this. And then he said to her, you're not his girlfriend. He's your boyfriend.
You're the boss, not him.
Yeah. And then they said, and then they made like the man's man thing, because they think that she's more important than him.
Seems like it. I mean, she's fucking, you know, she had a rocket up her ass for a while. That's for sure. I mean, she's still got the title since Mania. It's almost a fucking year coming. I mean,
for me, that was the biggest revelation of the whole night. Oh, and the one thing was is that so they had Cassius Ohno of CM Punk mm-hmm. came up with the idea for the Shield.
Yeah,
and originally it was Ambrose and Cassius Ohno. And Dean,
you said Ambrose,
sorry,
Roll,
yeah. Yeah, 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 and then at the last, and then at the last week, it was changed to Big E.
To Big E,
and
I never heard that one.
And Rollins and Ambrose went and spoke to the company, and they were like, "Well, we just don't see it with Big E.
Mm-hmm.
We it's just like, how does Big E fit in with us and with the vest and all that?" He said he and Ambrose had known each other for years, and they. You know, they went it wasn't so much for Cassius Ohno being out, mm-hmm. but they just think Big E was a good fit. And then that's when they changed it to Roman.
See, I remember then watching on the CM Punk documentary thing on his DVD, how he pitched the Shield and he had Ohno and all that kind of stuff. And then he was like, oh, and then Triple H wanted Leaky in there, you know. And so they go, okay, we'll give him one of his guys. But like, you know, the factory worker, you know.
Who, Roman?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, it wasn't Roman until like it got Cassius Ohno got swapped for Big E.
Yeah, that's something then, I've never heard.
And Seth Rollins and Ambrose didn't even know it was Roman until like the day of the event where they debuted.
That's interesting.
So, anyway, we'll go back to Lana. Yeah. So basically, when I was talking, when I was saying to Drew like this week, I said to him, oh, there's no follow-up. There's no follow-up on Orton. So last week he did the promo. And I said, there was nothing about it this week. I said, even though the internet liked it. He goes, yeah, I know. He goes, I don't really know what's going on. He goes, I never know what's going on with the plans. He said, but, and then he goes, was randomly asked to do stuff about Matt's family. He said, but match was cut down 10 minutes because Lana went over 10 minutes.
Wow.
But I also heard, not from Drew, in case anyone like reports wants to put words in his mouth, but he did not tell me this part. I already knew about the overrun anyway,
mm-hmm.
and get this for a story, which I was going to say for my website, but because we've gone over with the Q&A thing, I'll talk about it here. So Vince McMahon thinks that she's the best heel in the company. Mm-hmm. He thinks that she has like the most heat. And you know when we were, and you know what we were actually talking about in terms of her promos and stuff. So she actually is receiving like untimed bullet points and is allowed to go, you know, go off and say things from bullets. But we said that before, but we said it was because she probably can't remember the lines. And I don't know how it's come about, but either, but I'm not sure if it is because of that reason, but that has actually ended up where she doesn't have timed promos. Wow. And she has like a timed promo in terms of this is how long the segment should go and whatever and finish. But then it's down, it's then it makes it down to the other two guys to make sure that they finish within the time. So while he thinks so, Rusev and Lashley need to rush things along or whatever. But in terms of her speaking, he just thinks that she's a fucking heat magnet and he's going to like have her talking more and more and more and more, and other things will get cut around her like wow. It was this week. And the thing is, it's always the immediate next thing, because the thing is that instead of cutting, it's more difficult for them to cut 2 minutes here and 2 minutes there around the show. It's easier just to say, we're going to cut the whole 10 minutes on the next match.
Yeah. You know, right before we close up this show, because we're about right time, I rewatched it today because I was like cooking at the same time, and I was like, wow, this is still on. Like, I was catching the end of it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to talk about Survivor Series today before we finish.
Oh, well, that's not fucking watched yet. What are you kidding me? I haven't watched any of it. I watched on the fucking Oculus a little bit. I watched one match I was watching, actually, because I was on the ring apron watching the thing from the Oculus.
We failed to deliver the one thing that we said we would deliver this week.
I just haven't even gotten around to Survivor Series. I'm like, yeah, I got other shit I'd rather do. Which is a fucking sad state when I'm like, ah, fuck it. Survivor Series, for God's sake. But
well,
the Lana
TLC
thing,
on Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I'll watch that. I'll be home. And so I'm like watching the Lana thing, and she, you know, and she's like, and I'm keeping the dog. And Rusev goes, you gave me the dog for my birthday. That means she's mine. And Lana goes, well, guess what? I'm the one who gave her to you. And he goes, yeah, that's why she's mine. You gave her to me. I don't care. I gave her to you. What the fuck is wrong? It's like she's trying to fuck. It's like she just puts herself in auto and goes, and it's fucking horrific. And she thinks she's being gregarious and fucking the life of the party. And look at me, Mr. Personality. She almost needs to be a caricature of herself now and make it even worse on purpose, so it's not bad not being on purpose. Like, because they say how dramatic she is. She needs to make it like craziness dramatic to try to get the fuck out of there. But we should wrap this up and be done with, because I got to get fucking moving here.
Yeah, so I didn't know that he hadn't watched Survivor Series. Maybe, hopefully, next week. What I'm going to do, because we haven't done the one of the parts of the show that I was going to do, is I'm going to put it over on Patreon, patreon.com/thedirtysheets. And that's, do you know what? That's not really our fault. Like, because obviously people are expecting a TLC preview here, but they've only announced five of the matches. And that's because, as I mentioned to Cav this week on a voice note, they're no longer announcing, we couldn't believe this fucking story. They're no longer announcing any matches for pay-per-views until the final week, other than possibly the main event, because Vince McMahon thinks that the correlation of last-minute network signups on the pay-per-view week, or the pay-per-view day especially, is down to the announcement of matches. No, it isn't. It's because that's the only program that they need to watch, and they might as well do it on the day. Mm-hmm. Because if you sign up late, the month starts later, and then you may get like the next pay-per-view in sometimes, because especially on this cycle, especially, it would have included two pay-per-views within the 30 days, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why you would have had a mad rush from Survivor Series signups. Anyway, in his fucking mad, crazy head, he's decided that pay-per-views do better when you announce the matches in the final week. That's the most insane idea. WrestleMania's always been better when you've known like four of the matches like 6 months ahead.
Yep.
You know, like you if we knew up, like, if you knew two matches now for Mania, like it would be, you know, great. Like if you, even if you didn't, if they didn't officially announce them, like it's good to know, because it, then that means, all that means to me is that whatever is about to happen makes perfect sense, unless it's a Rock Cena rematch. So that's what's going on with TLC. As things stand, we're doing a show with five. We know that's not going to be the card. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a betting show with odds and everything on my own. I'm going to put it out to Patreon, patreon.com/thedirtysheets, because we've not done much content there lately because there's not been much news other than the betting picks, which have been massively successful all year. I think the overall record is 72-8 for the year. So yeah, I'll be doing that show individually for those who are on here for TLC and not this discussion about Rollins and Becky thing. But so yeah, that's that. And next week, hopefully he would have watched Survivor Series and maybe even this week's pay-per-view out of push. At least watch one of them.
Oh, I'll watch TLC. I'll be home for that. I wasn't around. I was in New York on that vacation.
What about,
so that's
like,
the only
just three, what about three matches from the Survivor Series?
I could try to get it in. I'll do my best. I got that new Oculus that's taking up a lot of my time.
Okay, just watch the men's 10-man tag and the Brock match. The Brock match is like 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. I promise I'll get that done. All right.
I don't think you need to watch the rest. Even if you had, we wouldn't have spoke about it. So it's fine. Yeah.
All right. That's it for this week. We will see you next week and give you results of TLC and tell you, hey, why is that fucking red light still on?
One final thing. And I bet you, did you see the Punk and the Punk thing on the on yesterday on Fox? You probably
have. No, I have not.
Okay, so one thing that came up on it, I said Vince McMahon insists on using real dog food. And there's like a CM Punk actually did an impression of him and went, he goes, I've got to ask you one question. He goes, and I know the answer because I know Vince and he's crazy. And he was going, oh, did he insist that it had to be real dog food? And Corbin just laughed because he knew that Punk knew Vince. At that point, like, you know that he's been around the guy too long and knows how his mind works. Mm-hmm. And Corbin was just laughing. He went, yes, yes. He goes, it was 1,000% real dog food. So,
God.
Yeah, that's at the end is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it is. That's foul. That's foul as fuck. So, all right. I'm Kev. He's Billy. We're out of time.